Quixote is Salman Rushdie's Booker shortlisted novel, inspired by Don Quixote, obviously. And the novel follows an aging salesman called Ishmael Smile, who adopts the pseudonym of Quixote as he travels across modern-day America in quest for a television star he has fallen in love with. Yvonne Nolan is with me in studio now, and she's read Quixote for us. And it is Quixote, because when I looked at this first time, when I saw it yesterday on the shortlist, I said, how do we say that now? Is it Quixote? Is it what is it?
But it's the French pronunciation, as he explains in a foreword at the beginning, it's the French pronunciation. And then he goes through all the other pronunciations. But the reason why it's Quixote in this case is that our character hears the Massenet opera, which was by the French composer. Mm. So Quixote is the French pronunciation of Quixote. Quixote,
whatever, yes, okay. Does he, Rushdie mention anywhere in that forward the reference to Don Quixote and the Cervantes novel, or does he take that for granted?
Oh no, he does. He mentions it at the beginning, and in the acknowledgements at the end, he mentions his debt to Cervantes. But it's the idea of Quixote as much as anything else that informs this novel. That's maybe one Western-ish influence on the novel, but then there's the Persian Sufi influence as well. The Conference of Birds is a Persian text by a Sufi poet called Farid Umdin Attar, and it showed seven valleys on the way. It explained seven valleys on the way to enlightenment, and that's the framework within the quest. So we know that the Don Quixote, the novel, is a kind of a quest.
Yeah.
Of a man who becomes obsessed with the romantic tales of knights and wants to become one himself.
Whereas Ishmael here is in modern day America, and it's a TV star that he's got. I suppose is it television programs that he's obsessed with? Love stories on television, or what is it?
It's popular culture and television he's obsessed with because of what's explained to have been an interior event in Quixote's life. And his real name is Ishmael Smile. He's an Indian man living in America since his young manhood. He works as an academic and a journalist for a while, but then he experiences this midlife interior event that changes everything. He goes on to work for his cousin, who runs a pharmaceutical company in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And the pharmaceutical company makes a product called InSmile, after the family name Smile. And what it is a sublingual fentanyl spray. And we know that there's an opioid crisis in America at the moment. So this cousin isn't, the pharma good guy that he paints himself. So that's one of the things that goes on in the novel. So you can see how very contemporary it is. It's very much of the now, which is a hard thing to take on in fiction because, you have to call your shots and tomorrow may prove you wrong.
And Don Quixote is nothing without Sancho. Is there a Sancho involved
here
with Quixote?
There's a Sancho in it. So at the beginning of Quixote's quest, he decides he's going to go on the quest. He's going to pass through the Seven Valleys. But he's thinking about, why did love always elude him? Why did he never have children? He wanted children more than anything. And he wills a son into being. Remember, Rushdie is a magical realist.
Yeah.
As much as he is, this serious literary line. And so he wills a teenage son into existence. One starry night, and the boy comes. It's beautifully written. The boy comes like a flickering TV image and gets realer and more full colour as the relationship between father and son develop. And so he gives them the name Sancho, and they begin to cross America by car.
And how recognisable in America is this? Is it quite definitely the America of President Donald Trump, or is it a different type of America?
Trump's America is the backbeat. in this novel. You know, when our American characters, who are also of Indian heritage, pass across the US, on several occasions they're picked out for their brown skin. And they're, you know, asked, are they Muslims? What are you doing in our country? Get out. All that kind of stuff. And then finally, really seriously, they witnessed a shooting at a bar off two other Indian men while they stand cowering in a side room off the bar. So it's the descriptions of racist attacks and racist verbiage and a certain currency that's in the red states at the moment, according to Rushdie, is there throughout the novel.
But is that the only type of red state portrayal that we get? Do we get any explanation or followers of this Trump, or people in this Trump's America who are more moderate, or who perhaps Rushdie understands why this situation has pertained or has come
into
being?
The world of the book is a world running out of time. So alongside those experiences in bars and in diners of racism, Quichotte and his son are experiencing some fabulous events. So, you know, reality itself seeming to shimmer, voids descending and swallowing whole buildings. They visit a town in New Jersey when they're almost at New York, and it's been overrun by people who are turning into mastodons, which is a kind of an homage to Ionesco's rhinoceros as well. So there's the magical realist stuff is very much present as well. And it's there to say, it's there as an architecture that says we are losing the run of ourselves so badly that this may as well be true, because we're running out of time and we don't seem to notice. And in our intranet reality TV addled age, what is true anymore, and what is memory, and what is the past? Stuff that was assumed to be reality before is now absolutely swamped by the unreality of the constantly changing news cycle.
Which gives us a sense of the very serious intention and intent of the novel, and perhaps the weightier themes within it. But I know that you have had several belly laughs and you've cried, I think, too,
yes,
reading the novel.
Yeah.
But humour is important in this. Now, I've seen some reviews which have referred to dad jokes on the past of Salman Rushdie, and that his references to popular culture within the novel, it's a bit like dad dancing.
Yeah, well, I said the dad dancing piece myself. I mean, they would. I mean, certainly some of the reviews would have you believe that Salman's treatment of popular culture is a variety of writerly dad dancing. That here's a guy who's using Google a lot and pretending he understands reality when he doesn't. Mm. But you know, there's a far back authorial voice in the book that says, well, maybe one of the reasons some of the characters aren't understanding the reality unfolding around them is because they're in late age. They don't have a stake in the future, so they've stopped trying to interpret reality. I mean, that occurs to him, and that's present there as well. But as well as Quichotte's story, there's also the story of the man who's writing the novel of Quichotte.
Yeah, because there's a meta-narrative
going on. And so this other man is a moderately successful writer of spy novels who decides to write the novel he must write. And again, there's impulsion there. This is a writer who's writing the novel he must write. And one feels that Rushdie himself maybe is writing the novel he must write because, like his character, the writer Sam, before the stars go out.
Illness plays a very important role in this book. Why and how?
I think illness plays an important role because it heightens the end days feel that the book has. So, in Quichotte's world, things fall apart. The universe is fraying at the edge. Maybe the Earth is in its final months. So then characters in the book all have various illnesses. So there's and the love interest, Salma R. She has manic depression. Other characters have very serious cancer scares, and then a return of cancer as well. And I think it's it's a bit of a pensée on mortality. You know, that we feel empowered by our knowledge being so easy to get now via the internet, but we're not invulnerable.
Is this Rushdie back on form, or where does it rate for you overall?
I really liked this book, and it surprised me, because I suppose, like many other critics, I would have had reservations about Rushdie in the past. But there's a wonderful, benign, warm voice in this book that makes you think about really important things. And I suppose, you know, if a woman novelist was writing about the importance of love, maybe, you know, she'd get a harder time than the likes of Rushdie. But I mean, love is at the centre of this book, that when all else around us is disintegrating, pretty much the only thing that matters is love.
That's
a very important part of the book. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful book.
Okay. Yvonne Nolan speaking to us there about Quichotte by Salman Rushdie, which is published by Random House.